Business doesn't have to be as hard as you're making it. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Well-Oiled Operations. With over 2 million downloads, it's the go-to podcast dedicated to helping you increase your profit margins while getting your time back. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Whether you're a brick and mortar or an online business owner, it doesn't matter. I've got both, and I'll show you my framework to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. It's time to get your business less reliant on you. How to handle team member entitlement. So I want you to think about this. Do you have entitled team members? And what part are you playing in this? I am so excited to dive into today's episode. I don't think I've recorded anything like this before. And I will tell you, now I have had employees for over 17 years. And I have attracted all sorts of people. And I've also given really good people bad habits, okay? We're going to talk about entitlement. It is not a trait we want to see in our team members, but it happens. And sometimes we are the reason it's actually happening. So today I'm going to talk about different types of entitlement showing up, how you're unknowingly allowing it, and ways to turn it around and get your team back on track, okay? So first I want to go through a few areas that might be showing up for you when it comes to entitlement. And you might not even realize some of these things are stemming from them feeling entitled. So I want you to really listen. Now, after I go through and explain how to navigate these situations, right, I'll share like how to prevent them in the future. Okay. So money is a big one. Maybe they feel they are entitled to a raise because of things like inflation. Or they expect you to take a hit as the business owner, right? They want a raise because they've been here for 5 years. It's their annual and you're supposed to give raises annually, right? Maybe they need to make more money because they want to buy their first house. So of course they need you to pay them more because they can't afford it, right? So money's a big one. Number two, this might sound different, but some of you will understand this. Knowledge. They expect you to tell them things. They should know this. Why is this a surprise to them? Why did they find out when this other person found out? I've literally had team members say they felt blindsided because they found out when everybody else found out something. Like they should have known ahead of time. Okay. When I started my second business that had nothing to do with the studio, did not affect the studio in any way. I wasn't like all of a sudden MIA. Okay. I literally started foot traffic because I didn't have enough to do in the studio. Okay. I actually had employees complain that they should have known, or it would have been nice to know that was happening. Okay. So years ago, probably 6 years ago, I had my first big launch online. Okay. I went from like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not making any money to making $60,000 in 48 hours. Okay. And it was a big deal because it really was this moment of, I have an actual consulting business. Like people want to pay me for my knowledge, right? And I celebrated with a few friends and I bought my first Louis Vuitton and one of my friends had tagged me in it and showed us getting them. Okay. And I actually had employees say to me, just so you know, we saw you bought a Louis Vuitton. Like I did something wrong. Okay. So some of you are getting this. You're feeling it. Some of you may feel it at some point, and I want you just to understand, okay? I'm going to get back into this in a minute, but I want to finish my thought. The third way is kind of like responsibility or breaking rules or not following systems. Like they think once, or I should say, once people feel like they've earned a certain status with you in the business, sometimes they feel entitled to not follow the rules or being held to the same standards as new people, or they literally create a system out of thin air that you have never approved, okay? Sometimes they feel they've put in their dues so they don't have to work as hard, right? So they aren't asking for more money necessarily, but they're like, you need to keep paying me what you're paying me, but I'm going to do less work because I've been here a long time, right? And sometimes we think, well, they have worked hard all those years and maybe I do owe them, right? They really were there for me during that period, okay? All right. So now I want to talk about what is really going on and what you need to know as the business owner, okay? Now, I bet you're going to agree with me on a lot of this, but most likely you didn't know before if you were right or wrong or if you could say something, okay? So let's go back to money. First off, a big red flag is when somebody wants more money and their conversation is all about them and not the business. This is not good. If they tell you, my spouse and I are trying to buy our first home, so we need a raise, right? And they never bring up why they deserve it or how they contributed to the business and why their work has earned a raise, I don't care what you're buying. That's amazing. Happy for you. But why am I responsible, right, to fund their wish list? It is not your responsibility to fund anybody's wish list, okay? I am here and you are here to pay for the work they do and the results they produce. If somebody is getting a fair wage or they're getting paid well, I can't just give a raise because they need it. And you shouldn't be either, okay? You need to have the conversation of, that's amazing you want to buy your first home or whatever it is, fill in the blank. I'm so excited for you. So how much do you need to make in this business? How much do you want to make? Okay? When they say, oh, I need to be making this much, help them figure out a way to earn that amount, okay? Show them where that extra money is going to come from or what role they should be considering or what skill set they're going to need to get that role. I do not just hand over extra money because somebody needs a new car, okay? So I am all for paying somebody more, but I need to know, how are you going to help the business find it? I also need you to find it first before you get paid. So if somebody is thinking, well, I'm about to do this, so I'm going to need extra, right? No. You earn it. Like just like with my kids, we were paying Tegan for doing Facebook ads with us, right? And there was this one day where we were heading to Target, but we weren't going to be able to do the ads till later. And I was like, listen, I'm going to let you pick out the toy, but we're going to do the ads when we get back. And I go, you know what? No. That is not how the real world works. You have to do the work and then you get to spend the money. And I had to explain that to her. We're going to Target, but you're not getting that toy because you haven't earned it yet, right? And we have to remind our team sometimes that, okay? We also have to remind them, like, I am feeling inflation too. My money isn't going as far as well. The business money isn't going as far. We are in the same boat, but you have to educate. If somebody is feeling this or thinking this, it's part of your responsibility as a CEO to share with them, okay? So in my studio specifically, we have a lot of young team members, like high school, college age employees, and they just don't know, right? We may be one of the places or the only places that they're actually learning about money. They may not ask in a disrespectful way on purpose. They just don't know any better. And sometimes we have to use that as an opportunity to teach and educate. Like, yes, inflation is real. Okay. Now, did you know that most businesses in the United States right now are not giving everybody a 7% raise because of inflation, right? The average raise is still 2.9% or whatever it is. It's like, they might go, no, I didn't know that. I just assumed you guys had to do that because, right? It's like, no, we're affected as well. When I go buy toilet paper for the studio and paper towel and all the things, I'm losing money, right? It's a lot more expensive than it was. The money has to come from somewhere. We can't just like, we're not an unlimited bank of going, you know what? You're right. You need more money because of inflation. The business has to make more money. And how are we going to do that? Okay. So bottom line is, show them how they can make more money and what has to happen so the business can afford it. Okay. One of my most recent thoughts, because it always, I mean, I have like, between both businesses, I think we have like 60 employees and dozens of contractors. It feels like every day somebody asks me for a raise. I'm not even kidding. And I used to be like, oh, this is like so annoying, right? Like every day somebody wants more from me, right? And I replaced it with the thought of course they want more money. I've hired go-getters. I've attracted A players. Of course an A player wants to make more money. Of course, right? That thought has helped me. But then the next thought is, I've got to teach them how to make more money. I've got to show them how to earn it. Okay. So try not to get annoyed as much as you want to get annoyed and ask yourself, how can I help this situation? Okay. All right. Next piece, knowledge. Now, this one is definitely tricky. Okay. I don't think we have to tell them everything about our lives. Okay. We get to be private. Like they don't tell us everything. We don't have to tell them everything. Okay. But here's what I will say. When we don't talk or tell them what is going on and they can see stuff going on, they decide on their own what they think. And a lot of times they spread their opinion to the other team members, right? So as much as I would love to be private about certain things, I know that sometimes it actually does more harm than good. Okay. Now, when I had the employee make the comment about the purse, believe me, I had to put her in her place because that was to me so out of line. Has how I spend my money is nobody's business. I don't look at her and say, well, I just saw you took this vacation or I saw you did this, right? It's like, hey, I pay you a fair amount and what you do with that is up to you, right? I pay myself a fair amount. I'm probably underpaid in both my businesses. And what I choose to do with my money is my business, right? So with that said, she was implying with it that she should be making more money in the business, maybe, if I wasn't buying things like that. Or at least that is kind of where I was like, I always do like, what's their model? Like, what do I think they're thinking right now, right? And the way that she said it, and again, this is just my thought, this isn't a fact, the way that she said it and what she was doing, it was like, I honestly felt like she probably was thinking like, you're stealing from us, right? Like, why aren't we getting raises or something, right? Why are we not getting a bonus and you're getting a Louis Vuitton bag, right? And she had an entitlement of everything I created versus the business she worked in, okay? And this is where I had to educate. The purse was from something I did in my online business that she had nothing to do with. It was not from my studios, okay? Even if it was how I choose to spend my personal money, it wasn't the business money. It was my personal money, right? It's nobody's business, okay? So first, be careful because if you apologize or make excuses and they believe they're in the right with like certain comments like that, this behavior is only going to get worse. Now they think they get to say that, right? Whereas I let her know that was none of her business. It had nothing to do with the business. And I am not judging the way she spends her money. And I expect the same level of respect. Okay. I have never had that person say anything again about how I spent my money. Okay. So do you see how one is like, if you're apologetic or act like you did something wrong, it might keep happening, right? Now, one thing to consider is how you roll out certain things about your company. When it comes time to sharing information, I once brought up something in front of everyone and my leaders heard about it right there too, right? And then got a ton of questions after the meeting, but they only knew what everybody else had heard and they were not properly prepared to help that situation, okay? And they did say like, next time it would be kind of nice to warn us because we've got to help our team and I didn't know what to say and I kind of felt dumb that I didn't know. This is not entitlement, guys, okay? They were totally right. I was in the wrong. I should have told my leaders, FYI, here's what's happening. Do you have questions? Because your team's probably going to have questions and they're going to come to you and I've got to equip you with that information. So I do want you to see there are some things that are not entitlement. They really should have some of this information. And there are other things that have nothing to do with the business, right? That we don't have to explain. So I do want you to notice that there are some things that it's not entitlement. It is truly the right they have earned by being a leader, okay? And I should have told them ahead of time and I didn't realize it at the time, but now I know, right? So figure out a system for what you're going to share and who needs to be notified and in what order, okay? All right, next piece, responsibility. This is surprisingly one of the biggest problems I see when it comes to entitlement. So sometimes people feel like they paid their dues and they don't need to do that job anymore. Like it's above them, right? Or they're above the job. So remember that a clear, updated job description, even for people that have been with you for a long time, can help with this, okay? This is something we do inside of well-oiled operations, right? When you show them on an annual basis, this is still your job. Like, are we in agreement? Okay? I'm recording this right before the new year and we're literally evaluating everybody's job description, people that have been with us for years, okay? We're re-looking at the job description, confirming it's up to date, okay? And when you show them on an annual basis, like, here's what we're expecting, right? Like, please do not delegate this to a new person. Like, this is your responsibility, right? This is what you are meant to be doing, right? A clear org chart also shows you don't have anybody under you, you don't get to assign the new girl, right? Or my assistant, a little task because you've been here a while. If it shows this person does not have anybody underneath them, they are not ever delegating to anybody, right? So a clear org chart, a clear job description, this is going to make a big, big difference, okay? Now, what I've noticed is usually the longer somebody works for you, the less those conversations start to happen. And when they are unclear, right, that is when entitlement comes in, okay? I also think leading by example will show versus tell, okay? When I'm not good or when I'm not too good to do certain things, right? Or when I still follow the system, it shows this is how we do it here, okay? But when I get lazy and break the system, or I'm too good to do certain tasks, right? Your leaders start to take note and then they follow your habits at some point, all right? So I really want you thinking about what tone are we setting here? And this also needs to go down to your leaders as well. When the leaders start to think, well, I'm a leader, I don't have to do this, people watch them and go, well, she broke the rules, so am I allowed to break the rules, right? You've got to set the tone. I'm going to be doing an episode coming up on like when the manager isn't performing at manager levels and what to do about that. It's a good one, so stay tuned on that, okay? Now, here's what I want to wrap up with. If you've ever seen an entitled child before, and I'm sure you have, right? We're like the spoiled brat, right? Who is to blame? The child or the parent? Of course, the parent, right? Yet when we have an entitled team member, we're like, oh, this isn't me. This is them, right? And I want you to take a step back and ask, what have I done to allow this? I know we want to blame them 100% and think like, how dare they, right? But what have I done to make them think that that was acceptable? Like every story I've just told you, I had an error in every one of those, okay? What have I not done, which has made them think that way? All right, think about some of that stuff. When you take ownership and you recognize what's been going on, you have the opportunity to change this for the better, okay? This is where having those hard conversations are crucial, all right? Yes, they are not fun in the moment, but after the fact that you start to do this, things do get better, okay? So like I mentioned, inside of Well Oiled, we have an entire section on navigating hard conversations, as well as setting those clear expectations, what the job description looks like, how to review it with them, what does their annual review look like, and how do we reset the tone for next year? What's funny is a lot of times employees, contractors, they think, well, I've been here for so long, I need to make more money. And a lot of times their output actually starts to go downhill. Sometimes I can look at somebody and say, listen, I could literally replace you for this much less, right? And again, we have to make sure they're aware of that. You don't get raises just because you've worked here another year and another year and another year. From what I've seen, a lot of times, the longer somebody's with you, right, the more corners can be cut sometimes if we're not keeping an eye on it, and their productivity can go down, okay? So this is a part one, I'm calling it, episode of a two-part series. I'm actually going to be talking to you. Next week, there's an interview. And then the following week, I'm going to be coming back with client entitlement, okay? Man, like both of them. When I was doing this, I was thinking of specific situations and stories, and I didn't even know which one to do first because they can both be really, really like sad, right? It can make you feel defeated. It can make you feel just like sad for what you've built of like, oh my goodness, I'm doing all this work and this is how people feel, or this is what people think, or this is what they expect or demand, right? Like you feel like you've just given so much, and yet maybe you don't feel the reciprocation, right, from that person. I just had somebody, literally, I already had written this whole episode, and one of my clients was like, I want to just sell. Like, I want to be done. I'm so sad with what they said about me and what they said, like certain things that she was doing. And hopefully she was like right in the heat of the moment. I hope that she really doesn't sell. And I hope she does see that there are things that we can learn and move past. And maybe it's just some people aren't the right people anymore, right? But that's how bad this can get, is client entitlement, team member entitlement can literally choose somebody to say, why am I doing this? Like nobody appreciates me, okay? But the reason I created this episode is because I want you to see that we can change things you are doing that will positively infect that entitlement level, right? And really set good boundaries, right? Just put things in place that need to happen so that, because there are definitely things we have to take ownership on in it, right? And the good news is, because we do have some ownership, we can change it. If I told you, you're right, this is just a client thing or this is just a team member thing, that is really, you know, make you feel hopeless because it's like, what do I do from here? But there are things you can be doing. So this could be an episode. I want you to brainstorm what are ways entitlement is showing up right now, and then how am I causing it and what can I do to stop it? And a lot of times it's just sitting somebody down and having those hard conversations of like, listen, I really need to share this and I need to be a little bit more clear about what I'm expecting and what I want to see, right? And just have a conversation, okay? So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Again, the part two is in 2 weeks, all about client entitlement and what we need to do to make sure we are not creating team members and clients that we just do not want to be around, okay? I love my team. I love the people we work with, but that can very easily change when your boundaries start to slip a little bit. Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I will see you next time, everyone. And that's a wrap. If you're loving the Well-Oiled Operations podcast, then I know you would love our Well-Oiled Mastery Program. It's a 6-month program for you and your team to help you get the business running like a well-oiled operation. We pull back the curtain and share all of our systems when it comes to marketing, fulfillment, and operations. We guarantee to increase your profit margins while reducing your time by 25% or your money back. Head over to welloiledoperations.com and get your business running like a well-oiled operation today.